Thank you, Chair. Good morning. A few comments on biofuels. In our view, the potential role of sustainable fuels, biofuels, to facilitate the energy transition should be more explored. Biofuels can be very useful in reducing greenhouse gas emissions from transport that have few other mitigation options, such as trucks, passenger vehicles, ships, and even planes. According to the report Net Zero Roadmap, liquid biofuels provide more than 4% of the total transport energy supply in 2022 and prevent the use of nearly 2 million barrels of oil per day. Biofuels are also a direct drop-in substitute for fossil fuels, compatible with today's technology and infrastructure. They could provide a reliable, renewable, and affordable energy source during energy crisis. That can be made using waste and residues, second-generation ethanol, for example. And they offer economic and employment opportunities for rural communities. It may allow a lot of developing countries to engage in the global energy transition, not only as consumers, but also as producers. In Brazil, the use of biofuel has economic viability and meets the established sustainable criteria in producing energy with while reducing emissions. We know that achieving a certain threshold of commercial scale is unavoidable to make advanced biofuels. There are some initiatives by the private sector that I would like to quickly highlight. There is the recent announcement of Maersk that in Brazil, the fleet may be adapted to ethanol, given its economic viability, energy production performance, and GHG reduction potential. The Brazilian company Raizen has announced the capacity for a large increase in the production of first and second generation ethanol to serve the Brazilian market and exports. And finally, the Brazilian state-owned company Petrobras has announced studies into the use of biofuels mixed with the traditional fuel of its vessels in a mix of B24, 24% added biofuel, associated with adapting engines. There is already proof that it's safe to use B7 immediately without the need of retrofitting adaptations. And finally, in April 24, the Brazilian Port National Agency authorized tests for B100 for river transportation. So we'd like to call the international community to build and strengthen partnerships to formulate public policies for decarbonizing the use, including maritime transport, by promoting the production, distribution, and supply chain integration of biofuels and other clean energy sources for water transport. The G20 made the same call, and we are very glad to see that ANCTAD is aware of the importance of the biofuels, such as ethanol, as an alternative to play a role in the energy transition. Thank you.